Okay, today the Hashem, we're continuing in the 22nd parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parakhav Beis, Mishnah Vav. Kiseh shenital chipuyeh emtzai v'chitzonim kayam emtame. A chair that the middle slat was taken out, and the outer ones are still in place, can become tame, because you could sit on the chair even though there's a space in between, in the middle. Nitva chitzonim emtzai kayam tame. If the outer ones are removed and the middle one is still in place, then it could also become tame because you could sort of balance yourself on the middle slat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayarachav tefach, but that's only if it's a tefach wide. If it's less than a tefach wide, then there's not really much you could do in order to have comfortable sitting. Mishnah Zayin, kiseh shenitlu shnayim b'chipuyev zeh b'tzad zeh. If two of the slats are removed, one next to the other, on a chair, so it's not really so usable, Rabbi Akiva Matami, Rabbi Akiva says, still mekabel tuma, because there's a base kibul in the chair itself. Acham metarim, acham say that it's tar, because the chair is not meant to be a base kibul. It's meant to be a chair that you sit on. Even a chair of a kala where the slats were taken off and therefore is not tami tumas medrash in shtayrbo base kabbalah, but it has a base kibul where it could hold things, meaning like you pick up the chair and underneath there's a little storage area. So tahar, then it's going to be tahar mimnesha batal ikru batal tfela, because if the primary usage of it is batal, then the secondary usages of it are batal as well. So to review what we learned today, in Parakhav Bey's Mishnah Vav, we spoke about a chair that the middle slat was removed and the outer ones are in place, or vice versa. It's still Tameh, provided that there's enough room to actually sit on the remaining slats. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if two slats, one next to the other, are removed, Rabbi Akiva holds that it could be Tameh, because it has a base kibul, and the Chams say that it's not tame, and Rabbi Yehuda says even a kallah's chair that is no longer usable for sitting on, and it has a base kibul, is going to be tahar, because the primary usage is gone, the primary usage is for sitting, and therefore the secondary usage is irrelevant, and will not enable it to be mekabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Parakhav Pei's Mishnah Ches.